This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares, who certainly is one of the country's leading researchers on what is really going on today with Agenda 21, with Common Core, with this effort to change America, the very basic structure of our society. And now even, of course, with a so-called water shortage, to actually change the rules all across America, indeed all across the world as far as water is concerned. Deborah, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan, for having me on.
And what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, we're going to talk about several issues, and I just want to bring up the fact that we are, sadly, in a corporate structure. We are USA, Inc., and I think fundamentally it's important for people to understand this is a foundation.
I think basically most people honestly believe that we are living under the United States Constitution because this is how America was founded. But back in 1933, during the height of the Depression, why President Roosevelt passed certain executive orders that made America a corporation, and subsequent Congress every year has renewed that. So basically, instead of being ruled under constitutional laws, we are ruled certainly under corporate laws. And, of course, the same thing holds true as far as our states and our local governments. And the average individual doesn't understand how, say, President Obama can do a lot of the things he's doing today, and certainly the Republicans won't challenge him. And it's really because he has the right by executive order to rule as the executive of a corporation would. And the average individual has no idea what this is about. How can people verify this for themselves, Deborah?
Well, yes, this is most important because we're going to jump into some pretty horrific plans that we have discovered. And people fundamentally do need to understand how the corporate structure works. And certainly on our website, www.stopthecrime.net, we have a link, and it's entitled USA Inc., USA Inc. link. And you will find that it's an established fact that the United States federal government was dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9, 1933. And that is Public Law 89-719. And that was declared by President Roosevelt. And what people need to understand is our sovereignty was gone. It was essentially gone as a result of the Clearfield Doctrine. And the Clearfield Doctrine enumerates the fact that when a corporation such as America certainly is under a corporate banking system and currency, debt notes, that we are a corporation. So back in 1913, we essentially were taken by our monetary system, the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal and has no reserve. But having said that, the Clearfield Doctrine enumerates the fact that we are a corporation, as well as Senate Report 93549. And when we come back after break, Dr. Stan, I will give some more material for people to verify what they're hearing, because we're in an extremely dangerous predatory reality.
Well, do you think that the average congressman, the average senator, really understands what has happened?
You know, to the extent that they're not brainwashed, sadly, with all of the frequencies and the food delivery system that has been literally put up through the country through many organizations.
Well, do the congressmen and the senators understand this corporate structure?
Well, I would say that many do.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Deborah is talking about the corporate structure of the United States, and the whole idea of this is so foreign to most people who believe in the Constitution, as I believe in the Constitution. The only trouble was it was suspended back in 1933, and every year since then, Congress has voted to keep that suspension in place. Why? Because, of course, they want to have executive rule of this country, not certainly representative government. And the last thing they really want is democracy. I mean, that is all fault or all. But basically, of course, we are moving towards a war. In fact, it was announced today that American troops, along with NATO troops, would be going to the Ukraine. That is an act of war. How can they do that? Putting sanctions on Russia was an act of war. How could they do that? Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, how can they spray us every day with chemtrails? How can they add poison to our water and food supply? How can they put poisons in the vaccine? As you recall, just a few weeks ago, there was a recent whistleblower out of the Center for Disease Control that divulged that the data used for the MMR, the mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine, was skewed data. The raw data left out the fact that I think it was 340% increase in little black baby boys that were vaccinated with the MMR before 36 months, 340% greater chance that they would get autism. This is an assault. This is genocide upon our children. This is intentional. They know exactly what they are doing. And the genocide program has been in place for a very long time. They have literally been killing us off on an annual basis. And in fact, in the report from Iron Mountain, it will tell you that the intention was to kill us off on an annual basis.
And I think it's important for people to understand that the blacks specifically have been targeted. And certainly one of the most significant statistics, and you can check it out on the internet, is that certainly if we look at the incidence of AIDS, it's predominantly in blacks. I mean, basically, 40% of all the AIDS cases are in blacks. They only make up 13% of the population. So why are there so many blacks? Why this disease, AIDS, was specifically designed to kill off blacks? And if you doubt that, get a copy of the book, Full Disclosure. Go up on the internet and try to get a copy of Gary Null's book, Gary Null, N-U-L-L's book, Full Disclosure. You can't buy it on Amazon. You can't get it through eBay. You can't even get it off the Full Disclosure website, Gary Null's website. It's certainly the book is totally suppressed. The last thing they want is for the American people, and specifically for the blacks in America, to realize that what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness has targeted them for destruction, but there are communities in Africa. Certainly where half the population, the adult population, is HIV infected, and they're all going to die. Go right ahead.
Well, they have had for many years bioethnic-specific bioweapons, and they can target any type of ethnic group that they desire. All of this is part of the silent weapons system that is under full assault upon us all in a variety of ways. I wanted to just conclude letting everyone know that, again, you can go to stopthecrime.net to the USA Inc. link. You need to understand that all United States offices, officials, and departments are now and have been operating within a de facto status in name only under the emergency war powers, with the constitutional Republican form of government now dissolved. The receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States. This new form of government is known as a democracy. Important, it's not a republic. It's known as a democracy, which is an established socialist communist order. And every single year that every sitting president extends the annual national state of emergency, we remain under war power, where everything goes through the White House via executive order.
Deborah, I want you to tell our listeners again where they can verify this on your website and go to the original documentation.
Yes, absolutely. This is a must because certainly we have been deceived in our educational process. Our history was rewritten. Most of us were not taught this, or we would have not come to this conversation that we're having right now. So go to www.stopthecrime.net, click on the USA Inc. link, and download all of these documents while you can. Everything is a free download on stopthecrime.net. And very quickly, for those that may not be able to download for whatever reason, you can contact a print shop that, for the cost of printing and shipping, can download these documents for you by calling area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. So we're going to move on with the reality that we have a de facto corporate structure. And what we must understand, first and foremost, that it operates under commerce. It is doing business. In fact, you can type in Dun and Bradstreet, D-U-N and Bradstreet, and you can type in United States, and you will find that it is incorporated doing business listed on Dun & Bradstreet, as all of the other corporate agencies that are literally shredding our country apart right now. Those include the EPA, the U.S. Forestry, the Fish and Game. The assault upon the farms and ranches right now is unprecedented. They are collapsing our rural private property ownership right now. The bankers really do believe, since they stole America's gold back in 1933 and collateralized us against the debt that they created and stole, they collateralized our property, our sweat equity, our children, and our soul. And they do believe they have stolen everything fair and square. Now, why do they believe that? Because their documents have told us this, and we have not learned this. And literally, we have been enslaved by lack of knowledge, and we have been agreeing. Our consent has been our silence. We go forward every day, and we consent to these corporate statutes. Now, if you do nothing more as a result of this program this evening, it's to learn your reality that you must not consent. We are in a corporate structure. These are corporate laws. They are void of recognizing life. They do not have the mention of anything living in their corporate charter. This is why you can go to your city council meetings, your county board of supervisors. You can go to your school board, and you can try to talk your county out of fluoridating your water supply, and they do it anyway. They're not listening to you, because the minute that they're elected, that you believe you have elected somebody into office, they no longer work for you. This is a huge, huge disinformation that people believe, because they believe that if they're elected, they're going to bring in new people, new blood. They're going to change things. It's, again, most important to understand we can no longer tolerate corporate government, and because they don't work for us. And it's absolute corporate corruption, deception to the max. Again, as I said, we're in an extremely dangerous parasitical reality right now. And most people know that their cities are incorporated, and they don't think about what that really means. Even the government employees within your city won't deny that they're incorporated, but they'll tell you that they need to be incorporated to do business. The fact is that the governments are all private, for-profit corporations. And again, as I said, this is easy to verify. Just go to dunandbradstreet.com. You can type in any agency, EPA, the CDC, you name it. They're all incorporated. They're doing business for profit, and you're not in their business plan. And Dr. Stan, I really want to jump in short order to the water assault upon the United States, because literally we have found documentation that is literally mind-blowing. But I want to establish first the fact that we are in a global market. We're not only USA Inc. Link, Inc., but we're also Earth Inc. Everything is literally based upon profit. And what is important to understand here in the United States is the unlimited ability for them to create rules, regulations, fines, ordinances, and penalties. It's becoming limitless, and it is going to increase. This new green economy is providing jobs that are for enforcement of these unelected corporate statutes that we do not need to abide to. Again, we're giving our consent by lack of knowledge and lack of understanding how government really works. I can tell you that I just discovered today, Dr. Stan, two emerging new business opportunities for people. And it's setting up a debt collection agency. It's a growing business. And they talk about how they can statistically create models that can help navigate the future of medical debt collection. And also for school loans. Everything that has been being created now in our economy is enforcement. Enforcement of environmental codes now in all of your communities to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions. And this is extremely important. The acceptance of the political Washington agenda that creates grants and loans, which are bribes. And the corporate government has the ability to sign contracts and accept money, which, again, are grants and loans. And they are doing this, and they're doing this in your local communities right now. And these agencies, again, are all listed for profit on Dun & Bradstreet. And they have agreed to create CO2 global warming initiatives. We have never voted on any of this. Why? Because it is a corporate structure where they stand to make enormous profits on an illusion, recreating science. In fact, science was for sale. It's all business.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment. But certainly this whole global warming is a scam, and they know it.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
And Cindy Deborah is simply pointing out that they are poisoning us from one hand, and then they're saying, look at all the pollution and all these other problems we have. Why are we going to have more laws? Now, the next thing that they come up is this so-called shortage of water. and because there has been some decrease in rainfall in certain parts of the country, they've actually exploited this, certainly here in California. Rather than give the water to the farmers, they're giving it to the fish so that some minnows suddenly will have water for going down to the ocean. But basically, the average American doesn't understand what is really going on. They want to limit the access to water because they want to destroy suddenly the farming here in America, growing food. They wanted, and actually, farmers all across America are simply, and specifically here in California, are simply not planting their crops this year. Go right ahead.
That's absolutely right. And what we also discovered was a recent announcement as of just within the last few days. There was a U.S. representative named Kevin Cramer, C-R-A-M-E-R. He served on several different committees, and it was because he served on several different committees that he discovered that the EPA had developed maps in secret to suggest that the EPA is expanding regulation. We know that. We know that the EPA is expanding regulation. And he was stunned to find these maps. He says this, quote, "It is certainly alarming that the EPA would develop these maps in secret and only release them after being confronted by members of Congress." Cramer said that he released these maps, and the EPA has been hiding information which could upset the public and jeopardize its massive power grab of unprecedented authority over private and public water. Now, I want to say this. The EPA is coming down hard on all rural country property owners. Here in Northern California, we have the Fish and Game in conjunction with NOAA, the Scripps Institute, the RAND Corporation, along with NASA and Bechtel. They're coming down hard in Northern California after our water. We just recently found out that Sacramento has just passed a new ruling. It's a new guideline for reducing water well pumping, and they're going to be monitoring and regulating that. They're claiming that it is the rural country property owners that are taking down the water in the groundwater table, and they're not even mentioning all the vineyards. And so what I can say to you is this. They're already setting up the language to divide the country people from the city people. This is the language that we're now reading in their document, that if you have a well, you are mining and exploiting a shared resource. And when you're, of course, in the city and you're tied up to municipal water, you have no choice. But when you're in the country, generally you're too far out in the outskirts. You don't have the infrastructure. There is no choice but to have wells. This is how the country has been settled, and many people use wells. Well, wells are under attack right now, as well as septic tanks. They're launching on septic tanks right now here in Northern California. They're saying that many of the septic tanks are leaching human feces, and also they're including animal feces, and they're saying that it is it's a contaminant in the groundwater runoff that goes into our creeks and streams and rivers. And we know that there is an area here in Northern California called the Russian River. It runs along and in the area of Bohemian Grove, and they're targeting the Russian area river, the Russian River area in particular here in Northern California. They're picking off areas one at a time. And you cannot sit back and watch your neighbors be crucified under these corporate rules and regulations. You must step forward, understand this information, be part of getting this information out, because it is diabolical. They're literally transforming the country and forcing a new city zones where we live. I know that people call them smart cities. They're actually human settlement zones. And I'm going to go over on the other side of the break, Dr. Stan, what we discovered in these water plants.
And I think it's important that you understand that there are people who want control. This is what it's really all about. They want to control everybody. They want to control how they live. They want to control where they live. It's all about a small group of people controlling the masses. It's a return to an authoritarian society. It's coming. It's coming rapidly. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we simply were discussing off air the fact that certainly everything that you're going to read in the controlled media about global warming is not true. There's been no significant global warming for the last 18 years. Certainly over 30,000 scientists, 10,000 of them climate scientists, have signed a petition saying that there is no evidence that human activity has influenced global warming. And this is Dr. Arch Robinson's petition. And yet, of course, Gore and certainly all these people will get up and say, oh, no, there are no scientists, absolutely no scientists, who don't accept global warming today. Why do they say that? Because they say, you will never hear the truth because the media is controlled. And so they keep repeating the lie over and over again, just like they did in Hitler's Germany. And pretty soon the people believed. Go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. Even besides the fact that over 31,000 scientists signed that petition, we have actually the report from Iron Mountain that tells us that this was a fabricated, created assault by mass pollution being created by the corporate structure to create the pollution in the ecology to replace war. They felt that they needed something as dramatic as war, as fearful as war, that would mean loss of life. And they knew that it would take several generations. So when the report from Iron Mountain was released in 1966 to President Johnson after JFK was assassinated, President Johnson said this report should not go out to the people. Well, when it was released, the government got away with saying it was a hoax. It was never a hoax. And this is how they incrementally polluted the planet to blame it on us, to bring in all of these policies. But moving on, Dr. Stan.
Well, before we move on, Deborah, I wanted to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your information, and how they can certainly help distribute your information. Because Deborah's website is one of the finest sources of information, and you need to go. She has several websites. You need to get her information. You need to read it, and then you need to get it into other people's hands. How can people get in touch with your website?
Yes, you can go to www.stopthecrime.net. I want to be very clear. These are resource documents. These websites are not for the faint of heart. It is all real. You're going to read everything from mind control to articles on MKUltra victims and victimization. You're going to read about targeted individuals and victims throughout the country that are being hit with directed energy weapons as well as gang stalking. This is all real. This is all a fact in the corporate United States. Again, when you read Senate Report 93549, you discover that we are the enemy. This is why you hear that we are the terrorists. Yes, we are the enemy. And so it's important to understand that they're in the process of asset stripping all of us now, and it is increasing. And what we discovered, Dr. Stan, is that there are water plants, not only in the United States, but overseas as well, that are looking at the United States water market. This is for profit. This is for business. What these water plans are telling us is that one of the problems in the United States is that there are over 50,000 public water utilities. And because of this fragmentation, it's going to be difficult to penetrate the public aspect of how the water is being run. They're saying that the public utilities are doing a good job. So what they're doing is they've set the EPA in on all of the utilities, all of the water agency utilities, with standards that are depleting all the resources. They're starting to cut back now on the grants that were able to help finance some of these draconian false sustainability standards that the EPA is doing to advance the profitability of privatizing the United States water supply. They also tell us in these documents, again, that there will be increased ability to turn the United States into a privatized water system because of the impact of scarcity. And they go on to tell us that water rights trading and desalinization and water reuse are the obvious solutions to our crisis, but are not universally popular. Objections will have to be overcome, as the West has few alternatives. We forecast the business opportunity of $15.5 billion will be invested in desalinization and water reuse between 2009 and 2016. They're talking about the private sector participation and how the private sector will get into the water business, in other words, profitability. They talk about how, and this I found to be very important, I'm certain that everyone needs to think about this. Again, the fragmentation, they tell us that there are more than 50,000 water utilities in the United States, and two or three levels of regional, state, and federal strategic or regulatory authorities. This makes it very difficult with the fragmented market. But there is one unifying force which leaves its signature at every level and in every corner of the water industry. The consulting engineers. The top 20 engineering firms are the key to the water market. The engineers define the procurement system. They take the lion's share of the capital expenditure, and they set the direction of the industry. So we are going to be literally taken by false claims from the 20 engineering firms that have been put in place by the international bankers. Now, there are many large corporations that are behind the privatization, but there was a press release released out of Davos, Switzerland in January of 2012. And the World Bank, Coca-Cola, Rothschild, which is also known as Veolia, V-E-O-L-I-A, that's Rothschild, and Nestle are all part of the corporate structure that is after privatizing the global water supply. They know that they can bring in a centralized one-world order once they centralize and control the water supply. Now, everyone, you can type in Bechtel, B-E-C-H-T-E-L, B-E-C-H-T-E-L, followed by Ecuador. You will find what Bechtel did to Ecuador. They tried to steal the water supply. They went out and they literally welded the wells closed, shut, in the rural areas in Ecuador. And there were enormous water wars. Take a look at that. This is what is going to happen in the United States. California has partnered with the perpetrators. We have partnered with NASA. We have partnered with NOAA. We have partnered with the Scripps Institute. They are all involved in weather weaponization and creating the scarcity and the drought that the California has experienced. They've also signed on, and they're working with Bechtel, and they're working with the RAND Corporation. In fact, when I attended a recent water meeting, they had an executive from the California Water Foundation, the California Water Foundation, and they said that they were working with Bechtel and the RAND Corporation. In searching the RAND Corporation, I found that the RAND Corporation is looking to reduce greenhouse gas emissions close to zero in the 21st century. They're calling for greenhouse gas reductions to zero. They're saying while they recognize that the United States has agreed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 17% below 2005 levels by 2020, that is not enough. I can tell you right now that when we looked at the U.S. Department of Energy, again, another for-profit corporate agency listed on Dun & Bradstreet, the U.S. Department of Energy tells us that the real goal of energy use is aiming for zero. They say this this is the ultimate goal, to not use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. It is a behavior modification or learning to live in a new reality. Now, you can go and take a look at this U.S. Department of Energy report. What I just read to you was on page 83. And you can find this report posted on www.stopthecrime.net. Go to the Climate Action Plan link, and you will see the report right there. And then right under the report, you will see what Bill Gates at a TED Talk said about the need to reduce CO2 to zero by the year 2050. That will eliminate all life on the planet. All life on the planet. We cannot.
Would you repeat that one more time?
Absolutely. Again, go to www.stopthecrime.net. Go to the Climate Action Plan link. You will see a talk. It's called TED, T-E-D, TED Talk, where Bill Gates was featured. And he was talking about the need to bring CO2 down to zero emissions by the year 2050, 2050. Now, as you know...
Wait a minute. If you bring the CO2 down to zero, why you'd have to do away with animal and human life?
That's absolutely right. And as we know, Bill Gates is behind eugenics mass depopulation. He's been vaccinating Africa He is behind bringing in Wi-Fi, the wireless computers into our schools right now that are literally causing cell death in all of our children. The new Common Core curriculum is not only disinformation, teaching in science that global warming is a fact, but also sex education to our kindergartners. And I can say to you that we have an extremely important document that talks about MKUltra and how they use sex and disinformation to shatter and create compartmentalized retreats in your brain to survive the abuse. Now, I'm not suggesting that the Common Core curriculum is near that, but the fact that little children are being taught sex at an inappropriate age is certainly causing a lot of stress, a lot of confusion, a lot of anxiety, and certainly they're not feeling protected. And this is going to allow for a more malleable entrance of disinformation. They are taking our children. Who is the they? Well, the controllers, those that want to control our children. Why do you think over a year ago that parents were being told not to pack lunches for their children to go to school? Because they're food streaming chemicals and GMOs into the school food supply and into the school lunch program. So, of course, to go to school, you have to show vaccination. Well, I certainly hope that parents will do their homework. There's an excellent conference. It's by Dr. Tent, T-E-N-T, like a camping tent. He not only talks about vaccinations and what they have done to us, and how they literally layer the assaults upon our bodies, and they can activate the vaccines based on when you had them with other chemicals and biologicals, but also how the dormant viruses can be activated by the increased frequencies in our environment. The mass assault is unbelievable. And while it is unbelievable, it is real. And the sooner that you take a small part of what you're hearing discussed this evening and understand that reality, the better you will be emotionally to handle the increasing trauma that society in general is going to face.
Well, I could just comment for our listeners, if you'd like to know about vaccines, we have a 4-CD set on vaccines. And certainly you'd like to know about mercury, and certainly mercury is in many of the vaccines, we have a 4-CD set on mercury. If you'd like to understand the common denominator of all of this, we have a 4-CD set on population control, and you can read my population control agenda monograph on our website. You can get it off the internet. Just type in population control agenda, population control agenda monograph, and put my name in. You must understand there really are people who want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world, and specifically over 90% of the world's population. Get the information, check it out, and then, of course, do you really want to take the vaccines that they're advocating? Do you really want your children to be taking those vaccines? And go right ahead.
Absolutely. Going back to the water report, that will be posted on stopthecrime.net under the just added link as well as under source documents. It is not there yet, but it will be within the next day or so. Sadly, we have our web team overwhelmed with the request for posting documents. So you will find this document added to stopthecrime.net. It's called Water Market USA, and that will be there forthwith. I wanted to read some other aspects in this document. They talk about the challenge of water scarcity. They say scarcity is the most visible driver of demand for investment in the water sector. Governor Schwarzenegger, that's our previous governor here in California, Governor Schwarzenegger's declaration of a drought in California in June of 2008, the water shortage in Atlanta, the draining of Lake Mead, that's in California, that's Lake Mead, the spread of the Dust Bowl conditions in the Midwest, all have added to the sink of crisis surrounding America's water resources.
Why did they drain Lake Mead? Why didn't they fill it back up again when we started having water again?
Well, I can say to you that they say right after those comments or what I just read in this report, Dr. Stan, they say scarcity is a function of supply and demand. It's the same way that they're reducing the levels in the Great Lakes. They're selling the water to China. You can type in Great Lakes selling water to China. You will learn that they are using huge bladders the size of football fields that they're towing six or so at a time behind freighters across the ocean and selling this water to China. They are draining the United States water supply. They are selling it for profit. And they're going to come to your house and try to put more restraint on your ability to access water. In fact, it was reminded me last night at a local meeting, and I see that we're coming up on a break, but I'll just keep talking for a moment.
Keep going right ahead. I'll tell you when it stops.
Absolutely. At a local meeting, California, of course, is in a 20% required reduction of water consumption. We're in a stage 2 drought. When we get into stage 3, which is very likely to happen, we're going to be under a 30% required reduction of water. That means absolutely no fillings of swimming pools, no lawns, no watering vegetation, and we cannot even plant vegetables. That's what it says under a stage 3 drought here in California. And I will complete this conversation on the other side of the break.
Okay, fine. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. And certainly we have a great deal of information from Deborah. You can go to our website and look at the various articles and talks that she's given for us. Let me recommend that you get those and you listen to them. Many of them will be posted. You can pull them down for nothing. If you get them from us, of course, you'll have to pay for the cost of the CDs or tapes. But certainly you need to understand what's going on. You need to go to Deborah's website and understand that she has the original documentation on so many things you're not going to be able to get elsewhere. There is a small group of people who want to run the world. In fact, they do run most of the world today. Why do you think we have our troops in 135 nations? Why do you think we have 800 to 1,000 foreign military bases? Why? Because this small group is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. Who are these people? Well, they work through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Masons, the Skull and Bone Society, Bohemian Grove. Not everybody who's a member really understands what this is about, that this is a Luciferian movement. But, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you want to know how they control the media, you want to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. And, of course, you get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There are probably no more than 5,000 people in this little group, and that includes people in other countries as well. Oh, but they're well organized. They have regular secret meetings. They tie into the central banks, and the central banks coordinate and finance so much of what's going on today. And if you doubt that, you need to get Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and read everything he tells you about the central banks. And he will tell you these. They have regular secret meetings, and their goal is, of course, to be able to control secretly all the governments of the world and to control the economy of the world. And basically, this is an age-old problem. Thomas Jefferson told us that the greatest enemy we could possibly have would be a central bank. And that's really what's happened today. The Federal Reserve System is a privately owned banking system made up of elitists who want to rule the world. And they do rule the world, but the trouble is that they've run out of options, and I think we're heading to very much of a crisis situation. It's not a matter of if, but when this whole house of cards comes tumbling down. Now, we hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs, or read our newsletters. And we do hope that if you're in a position financially to help us, that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and contribute on a regular monthly basis. And certainly, or if you're able to give a large donation, we'll appreciate it, because we want to maintain our network of stations. And certainly, we're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. People are allowed to hear and have the privilege of listening to the various guests we have who understand what's going on and are dedicating their lives to get the information out, as is Deborah Tavares we have. But we have a number of people who are doing research on a regular basis so that they can bring you the information you're not going to get through the controlled media. The media in America is controlled by six major corporations, and certainly that is AOL, Time Warner. They're working together now, even though they've split up. Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, that controls ABC, Comcast, that controls NBC, and Rupert Murdoch. And these people control 90% of the media outlets and largely determine what the American people think and believe. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who has been working at this almost as long as I have, and now he puts out certainly a weekly report on what goes on in California and certainly how this affects things going on across the country. He usually takes about 10 different issues every single day, and you can subscribe to his publication because the price is right. It doesn't cost you anything, but it'll really keep you abreast of what's going on. And without Stephen, what is going on today?
Well, Dr. Stan, always glad to be with you. Excuse me. This is a 1 week before 9/11/14, and there is so much going on in the world today that puts fear into the hearts of many because of what may happen again on 9/11. If you remember, a couple years ago, in 2012 on 9/11, that's when the terrorists attacked Benghazi, killed four of our Americans, including the ambassador and three SEALs, Navy SEALs. That happened on 9/11. And now we have, in Libya, 50-some-odd planes stolen by terrorists, and nobody knows where those planes are. Now, 50 planes are a lot of planes, and the fear of the intelligence community, Dr. Stan, is that they're going to be used on 9/11/14 just as they were used on 9/11/01 to crash into buildings. And so there's some great fear among many as to what's going to happen in 1 week.
Is that actually 50 airliners, or is that 30? I thought it was 9 or 10, but it's 50, really?
Yes, it was approximately 50.
Okay, so right
in total that were taken, not all taken from the same airport. And so what we have here, 9 or 10 or 50, we have the makings in Europe of somebody taking a plane and going into 10 Downing Street in London, or flying into Versailles in France, or into the Eiffel Tower if they wanted to, very easily, because there's very little security in Europe as compared to the United States. And plus, there are so many terrorist cells in Europe at this time that most countries have given up counting them. They just try to keep track of who they can. And in England, in the last several years, almost every year, there's been a terrorist bombing of a subway. And so the Brits are now on high alert, according to their Prime Minister, David Cameron. Unlike the United States, where the only alert we have is what's par for President Obama when he plays golf. He'd rather play golf than take care of the terrorist problems that are facing this country. And in fact, interestingly enough, 2 days ago, the president had had some statements about ISIS, how we're about to destroy ISIS, how we have to destroy ISIS, but he refused to say that we are at war with ISIS, and the White House spokesman refused to say we're at war with ISIS, even though we're bombing them.
Well, of course, the thing is that we created ISIS, as far as I'm concerned. Certainly, Aaron Klein, who writes for WorldNet Daily, documented the fact that back in 2012, ISIS was organized in Jordan with the full help and support of the American government. And certainly, there are many other references to the fact that on one hand, we're creating the best enemy money could buy, and on the other hand, we're fighting him.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, Steve is pointing out that in 2012, why Barack Obama ran under the slogan that he pulled our troops out of Iraq, but he's been putting them back in recently, probably cumulatively about 1,000 American troops. Now, remember, we have over 10,000 contractors and other personnel in our embassy there in Baghdad, and now we're putting American troops in. We're talking about putting American troops not only into Iraq, which they are there today, but, of course, moving them into Syria to help with the civil war there. And then, of course, they're talking about sending American troops along with the NATO troops into in the Ukraine. What in heaven's name is going on? Go right ahead, Stephen.
One thing you need to add to that, Dr. Stan, last week U.S. troops invaded Somalia. While we're unable to keep our borders closed and protect our borders between Mexico and the United States, the President of the United States sent several hundred U.S. troops into Somalia to do some fighting for the Somalian government. Why isn't he fighting for Americans here? There's a story on Drudge right now showing that 10% of the workers in the state of California, 10% are illegal aliens. That's how bad it's gotten. And he sends troops to Somalia, but he won't allow the governor of Texas to send the National Guard to the Texas-Mexican border to protect Texans. It makes no sense. The president seems to have an attitude that if he feels like it, he'll do it. He doesn't tell anybody. He doesn't ask permission. He does it illegally. And as he has famously said, so sue me. And he puts Americans in harm's way all over the world, in Iraq, in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, other places, yet he won't put American troops on the border to protect his own country. There's something that is just wrong with all this, that he's taken an oath of office to protect the United States, and we're the only country he is not protecting.
I agree with you totally. Go right ahead.
And so what the American people need to do, because we are only 60 days away from the election, is start pounding on the Democrats to force them to get the president to do what's right to protect our borders. And that's really what he should be doing first. And then, as an afterthought, send troops to Somalia if they're really needed there. And quite frankly, if the Somalians want to fight the Somalians, why is an American from Wichita forced to go to Somalia to stop Somalians killing Somalians? That's a civil war going on there, and the United States is taking sides in it. Maybe it's even the right side to take, but it's not our fight. And at this point, we as citizens have to say something to our government that this is the wrong attitude, that the protection and the security of the United States comes first, and all other items come second or third. And until we tell our senators and congressmen that we need to have a foreign policy and a defense policy that puts the United States first, we're going to continue to see American soldiers, men and women, being shot at and killed in foreign nations, in places that the American people have no place to be in the first instance.
You're absolutely right. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Steve Frank, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we're seeing more and more activity, more and more American involvement in countries all throughout the world. Why are we interested in what goes on in Somalia? Why do we have certainly between 800 and 1,000 military bases throughout the world? That is because, of course, this small little group that runs America is certainly using those bases to have, so they can use the financial and military power of the United States to rule the world. But nobody's telling the American people that, nor are they telling them that there's a small little group, a city that is neither Republican or Democrat, neither right nor left, conservative nor liberal. It's all about power, their power to rule the world. Go right ahead.
And interestingly enough, at the same time, the president has announced that sometime in early 2015, which is only a few months off, he's going to sign an agreement with the United Nations that will declare the United States as a shameful nation for not taxing itself and closing down enough to close down oil fields and to stop using oil and coal as a means of energy in this country. I'm not quite sure what we would use, but here you have the President of the United States signing an agreement to denounce his own country. It is just bizarre. Of course, who cares what the United Nations says or does, because they're a bunch of thugs who have in the past pillaged and brought war upon people in the name of who knows what. There was one UN, most fascinating story I could tell you, there was a UN agency that worked with Interpol, the international police. And the international police through the UN, Interpol, had a section that dealt with drug dealers and trying to stop the drug traffic internationally. And the man in charge of that agency for Interpol was able to close down dozens of major drug cartels all over the world. And I know the way I put that, it sounds like that's a good thing. Actually, it is a bad thing, because the man who did it was Manuel Noriega of Nicaragua, and what he was doing was not stopping the drug traffic, but he was getting the international police to put away his competition in the sale of drugs internationally. He was using the American police force and the international police force to close down his competitors. And that's how the United Nations and Interpol and a lot of these foreign agencies operate. They don't operate for the good of the people. They operate for the special interests that get benefits from it. And for years, Manuel Noriega was able, and he's now in prison, and he was able to use governments to close down his competitors. That's why he became a multi-billionaire, because the United States government was arresting his competition.
Well, let's go to Ted, who's calling us from Moses Lake, Washington. Ted, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Stan. Another wonderful program. I just wanted to give you a little example about, so sometimes if you're very observant, you can observe things on the local level that's happening that would simply astound you. And one of the things that I noticed, we have a Walmart here in Moses Lake, and I drove by it tonight, and there was a couple of school buses there full of people who only spoke Spanish. And I asked them where they were from. They said they were from the border. So apparently our president had ordered them, given them transportation up to Washington here. They're being given money and housing. And probably jobs around here. There's a lot of agriculture in the area. But the problem that I have is I'm not against immigration as long as it's legal. But by opening up the border and all these people coming up, he's busing them everywhere around the country. And the reason I wanted to mention this as an example, the problem with it, is because about a half a block away was a military veteran at a stop sign. He was homeless. He could not get any kind of aid at all, but yet Obama had given these illegal aliens coming in from the border from south of us here a job, housing, food, you name it, and he couldn't get anything. So I gave him a couple of bucks. I didn't have a lot of money, but I sure appreciate your perspective on things, Steve, and I'm glad that Dr. Stan has you on his program.
Well, let me just comment that one reason, of course, they have to have the illegal immigration is because, of course, the abortion. We've killed about almost 60 million unborn children and not going to be able to enter the workforce. So we have to bring in these people from other places throughout the world. And we're really behind this whole illegal immigration movement. And basically, of course, so these people come in, they work, and they send a lot of the money out of here, but they're hard workers. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the people other than they're coming in illegally. And instead of simply bringing them in legally through regular channels, they're promoting this illegal immigration, and now the children. It's all part of this whole idea of doing away with national sovereignty and bringing about a world government. Thanks very much for calling, Ted. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, the gentleman is absolutely correct. We're doing that. But also at the same time, we have allowed in terrorists into this country. And if you were to decide to tomorrow morning fly out of San Francisco Airport and visit friends in St. Louis, you'd have to go through metal detectors, show your identification, show papers, prove who you are. If you are an illegal alien, literally the TSA has orders to allow you on the plane without any documentation whatsoever. We have no idea how many terrorists are flying around this country thanks to President Obama telling the TSA that illegal aliens, people who we don't know their background, have no papers, are allowed to fly when honest, decent Americans have to show their papers, show identification, photo ID, almost stripped naked in order to get on a plane, and the illegal aliens just march on as if they were potentates. And we have school that's just started here in the L.A. area and around the country, and there are kids in schools now that have diseases that we don't know because the president has put them in our local schools, and the parents in the classroom are not allowed to know which students are here legally, which students are here illegally, and which students are diseased. And they have to send their kids to school because the law says so. But the president says, but I can put kids into the classroom that could harm your kid. And as he would say, so sue me. And that's really a problem for the parents. Go to hospitals and see how the hospitals are overcrowded with the illegal aliens. That's a problem. And you and I pay for it. Here in California, there's between 1 and 300,000 illegal aliens who illegally illegally signed up for Hubbard, California, was switched over to Medi-Cal,
and we now have
all these illegal aliens.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen is just saying that, basically what they're doing is creating chaos in America so that people don't know who they can trust. And we have a caller, Herman from Carmel, who says that he thinks that they're creating this chaos in America so that basically they can turn American against American. And one day, because we may have very well have a civil war, but basically the things that are going on just don't make sense. Well, of course, if you're You're a retired university professor. You're living very, very well on your pension. But for the person who certainly is restricted in what he can make, and then he sees how certainly a lot of people are suddenly getting excellent incomes, but their pensions, and of course, he can't have enough money to live on or to eat, and these other people are living high on the hog in full support of the government. But unfortunately, everything is being done almost on borrowed money. We're in real trouble. Did you have anything else you wanted to say, Herman, before we let you go?
Well, this afternoon, I happened to listen to NPR in my car, and they were interviewing some experts on this immigration situation. And one of them, with obvious glee in his voice, was laughing almost and saying how the Obama administration had just announced that they were going to delay any deportation activities against the young people that have been apprehended. They have ordered the courts to put a 2-year stay on any deportations for them or for their families, and basically gumming up the works. And then, of course, the moderator said, well, do you think this in any way sidesteps the immigration laws? And they, you know, gave a very biased answers, but they were obviously excited with glee that he was able to do this.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Herman.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go right ahead, Stephen.
I think Herman makes a very good point. Indeed, the president has given amnesty to 36,000 convicted criminals that are not that were supposed to be immediately deported after they left prison, not jail, but prison. And the president gave them amnesty. The governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley, who is a Democrat running for president in 2016, has informed his police and his state police they are not to detain illegal aliens, they are not to turn over illegal aliens to the federal government, and they are to release all of them and to protect the illegal aliens. This is such outrageous conduct by a governor who fails to respond to or obey federal law, who violates federal law, violates his oath of office, puts his people his citizens of Maryland into danger, and yet he's proud of himself. Yet at the same time, he begged the President of the United States not to send any of these new illegal aliens into his state because they couldn't afford to take care of them. The president, of course, didn't listen to him. Now, Maryland also has illegal aliens from Central America, and we don't know whether they're drug dealers, they're gangsters, they're terrorists, they're diseased. No one knows, because the president of the United States is refusing to tell anybody, including Congress, the status of these kids, these young people, the status of their health, where they have been sent to, who they've been sent to. All we know is that most of them have been sent to illegal aliens. So instead of arresting the illegal aliens, they are, in fact, giving more illegal aliens to families of illegal aliens. It is such an outrage for the American public. And the worst part is, if this isn't bad enough, taking of jobs, it's also costing us tax dollars. Here in the state of California, and I don't know the number nationally, but here in the state of California, the cost of upkeep for the illegal aliens is a little over $25 billion a year. And just to put that in perspective, the budget of the state of California is approximately $106 billion for this fiscal year. And so we're spending over $25 billion just for the upkeep of illegal aliens.
Well, it really doesn't make any sense. So there obviously has to be another agenda. We got about a minute before we go to the break. What, do you have any quick thoughts you'd like to get in?
Well, indeed, there is another agenda, and that agenda is to create the chaos and to create a situation of political instability, having so many criminals in your country, eventually tips the balance of honesty. When you have so many people, millions, who have no compunction to violate our law, they have no problem violating our laws, no problem stealing from us, no problem taking our jobs, harming the education of our children and the health of our seniors.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Steve is talking about the fact that they want to raise the minimum wage in Los Angeles to over $12 an hour, $12.30, something like that. And I simply pointed out that if this is supposedly to fight poverty, but if you raise the minimum wage to well over $12, an awful lot of companies are simply going to pull out and go someplace where they can hire people for $8 or $9 an hour. And as a result, you will actually increase poverty in Los Angeles rather than decrease it. How would you respond to that thought?
Well, the best fight against poverty is a good job. The best way to get a good job is to get either education or experience. By the raising of minimum wage, you don't get an education and you don't get the experience. And so it becomes a death spiral to the individual as well as to the economy. Up in San Francisco, they're trying to pass a ballot measure to increase minimum wage to $15 an hour. A study was made that show that if they did that, 15,270 jobs would be lost. So while there will be 10,000, 15,000 people that will benefit from an increase in the minimum wage, we know there are 15,000 people that will lose their job. And unfortunately, those at the very bottom rung, those individuals who may lose their job because of the minimum wage, are probably the type of people that will vote for the increase in the minimum wage, hoping that they get the money and it's their neighbor that gets the pink slip. I prefer to call this the Stockholm syndrome among voters. They are so confused and they are so convinced that the government means well that they'll do anything the government asks. And if the government says, we're going to give you more money, without asking questions, they'll say yes, 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 without realizing that there's a lot of strings attached. In this case, 15,000 people that will lose their job, and instead of getting a paycheck, will have to go on the unemployment line.
And more corporations and businesses are going to be shutting down. Steve, before we go on, I wanted to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your daily publications, and certainly how they can support what you are doing.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. Every morning at 3 a.m., I publish the California Political News and Views. That's 10 articles about stories that the media, the mainstream media, has missed or misrepresented or doesn't understand, or stories that the public would never know about were it not for the California Political News and Views and other bloggers like myself. And you go to capoliticalreview.com, capoliticalreview.com, click on the banner where it says California Political News and Views, and then sign up for the California Political News and Views. It's free. It comes out at approximately 3 a.m. every morning, and it gives you something to talk about, tell your friends about, and also to educate you. So when a politician asks you for their vote, you know the right questions to ask.
And we take this, I enjoy reading Steve's publication every day, and he covers a lot of good information you're not going to get elsewhere. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Steve, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What are some of the other items and stories that you will be telling in the upcoming publications?
Well, there's just so many different things. There's one story I'm going to be talking about. The city of Los Angeles, like a lot of places, restaurants have to pay extra money because of Obamacare. And so restaurants in Los Angeles area, if you go down there to eat, look at your bill. And in many of the better places to eat in Los Angeles, you will note a 3% surcharge. And that surcharge is so the restaurant could pay for its Obamacare taxes. That's what it's costing them. And the restaurants are passing it along directly to the customer. At some point, somebody has to get angry. Whether you go to a tanning salon or a restaurant, you're going to be taxed in order to pay for Obamacare, so illegal aliens are able to get free health care. It makes no sense. It makes real Americans poorer, and it gives more reason for illegal aliens to sneak into our country. That's just one of the stories that I'm going to be talking about in the next couple of days. In another story, we're going to be talking about the Tesla. And Tesla is the car company that sells an electric car, an all-electric car, for $100,000. And I know, Dr. Stan, you and your wife deserve one each. And so just pay your $200,000 and get an electric car. And Tesla is building a $5 billion factory to build batteries for their cars and to sell the batteries to other companies. The state of California tried to bribe them with $500 million, gave a waiver on the CEQA law, that's the environmental law dealing with water, and the people at Tesla said, we don't want it, and instead they're building a facility for 5,000 workers in near Reno, Nevada. Now, Reno, Nevada has no taxes, income or corporate. It's also a state where workers don't have to pay bribes in order to work, so the cost of doing business in the state is less. The cost of doing business in the state of California is 19% higher than the average in the nation. So the people that own Tesla made a decision, $500 million doesn't go long enough, and the other crazy environmental laws will still be imposed on us. So they're going to a state that has honest government, reasonable taxes, responsible laws, and workers that don't have to pay bribes. And so they're going to take the 5,000 jobs and take them to Reno. Now, watch people from the Bay Area especially who have the technology experience to work in a battery factory and to develop these batteries to move from California, which hurts California even more because those are productive people, high-paying jobs that are going to be leaving California and going to Nevada, again hurting the economy of the state of California.
And I would think they would be seeing more and more of that because of the income tax that they have. We have one of the highest income tax, state income taxes. And basically, you can't target city industries and then expect them to come here. In fact, we're losing industry all the time to Texas and to Nevada and other states. And basically, farming industry, agricultural industry under attack. I mean, we are really having a very, very hard time suddenly having anything that's generating money. If we don't have anything generating money, how are they going to be able to continue spending as much money as they do at the state level? In fact, we have a massive, massive deficit. Governor Brown's been lying about what the deficit is. How large is the state deficit? And then what does Brown say?
Well, the state debt is $340 billion. We have over $1 trillion in government pension funds that are unfunded. And the governor of California is so confused as to have said a couple of weeks ago that he was working hard to fix the debt problem of the state of California, all $30 billion of it. He was off by a factor of 10. He just doesn't understand the size of the debt, and if you're working on the basis of a $30 billion debt, and your debt is $340 billion, you're not working on anything. But he was very proud, and the media hyped up his statement as if it was real, and he's just a very confused man, which is a shame. But he is confused, and that creates a very serious problem. I'll give you a great example of how confused the guy is, and even Republicans joined him. The end of session last week in Sacramento, the state legislature, after negotiations with the governor, agreed to give $330 million of your tax money to the entertainment industry for films and movies to be done in the state of California, as if bribing them would create jobs. And that was only last week. Today, the people at Time Warner announced in Burbank that they're going to start layoffs. So they get the money on one end, and then they start firing people on the other end. So even if they hire people, it becomes a net zero, but you, the taxpayer, get to pay for the new employees as if this was a real deal. This is strictly a payoff to Jerry Brown's donors and friends who have given tens of millions of dollars to the Democrat leftist causes of this country, and now they get paid back with your tax dollars, and then they go on the other side and then start firing people. That's what happens when you try to bribe people that are not ethical and people who are billionaires. They know how to get the money, and they know how to rip off the taxpayers for even more money.
But you can't keep spending money you don't have indefinitely. This is what really bothers me. One of these days, Stephen, the day of Sydney reckoning is coming, and they're going to have to face up the fact that we are certainly not only morally but fiscally bankrupt.
Well, we are fiscally bankrupt. And there's an interesting story that's running. In the June primary in California, only 25% of the voters came out. And since records were kept starting back in 1938, 25% is the historically low point. It is the lowest voter turnout since records were kept in 1938. And as you go around the country and look at the number of voters that came out in all these primaries, again, we are having record low voter turnout. And somebody asked the question, how do you get the millennials to come out to vote? Well, when you think about it, that's not the right question. The real question is, why should the millennials come out to vote? Plus, why should anybody else come out to vote? You have Republicans calling for amnesty. You have Democrats calling for amnesty. We have Common Core in our schools, and we have Republicans and Democrats who have agreed to allow Common Core in our schools. We have high taxes. We have a president that's totally out of control. We have a Senate, a U.S. Senate, where there's almost 300 bills that have passed the House of Representatives sitting on Senator Reid's desk, and he won't even allow a single hearing on any of those bills. And so we have gridlock caused by the Democrats. We have a situation where it really doesn't matter who wins an election. Taxes will go up. Regulations will continue to go up. The ability to get a real good job goes down. The ability to buy a good house goes down. The ability to have a better quality standard of living than your parents has gone down. And we wonder why millennials don't vote. The bigger question is, why does anybody vote? And maybe what really is needed is for everybody to stop voting in one election, to tell them that we want a real choice, that we want to have real changes. If you're going to run socialists for office, if you're going to run big government types for office, let's run people who believe in the free market, who believe in constitutional government for office as well, and in the free market. Let folks make a decision between two distinctly different brands of politics rather than socialism and socialism light.
I absolutely agree with you. But basically, of course, how are we going to accomplish that, Steve? I know that you work very hard trying to influence people, as do I. Are we making any progress, do you think?
I think we are beginning to make progress. I know it sounds all doom and gloom, but I've been watching the debate on amnesty, and one of the most interesting facets of that debate is that the average African American in Detroit, in Chicago, especially in Chicago, in New York, Los Angeles, are now in opposition to amnesty for illegal aliens. The black community on the street, not the leadership, which sells out, but the black citizen on the street, understands that illegal aliens are taking their jobs, that illegal aliens are making their schools worse, that illegal aliens are taking health care away from them. And so the black community is beginning to speak out. I've been holding meetings with a series of Hispanic folks who are leaders in their communities, and they are beginning to speak out against illegal aliens because every Hispanic person is looked upon automatically, they believe, as being an illegal alien and not here legally, and it harms them because people look down on them, not because of anything they did, but the perception that Hispanic people are crooks. That's not true. But when you have President Obama giving amnesty to 36,000 convicts who are Hispanic, when you have President Obama looking at giving a minimum of 5 million illegal aliens, almost all Hispanic, amnesty and a pathway to citizenship and a job, yes, people do look upon Hispanics, well, are you one of them? And so the Hispanic community is being hurt. And so we're beginning to see the different ethnic communities beginning to speak out against illegal aliens, against amnesty. We've seen that. We've seen liberals complain. One of the most famous of all, I believe, is Rob Lowe, who is as liberal as they come, who is now complaining about high taxes in this country and in the state of California. Well, that's great. He's saying the things that you and I would say about taxes. And he's a Obama fan who is no longer appreciative of Barack Obama as president. So he's beginning to see the light. And so we're beginning to see these cracks in the liberal front where those who are leftists see how it's harmed them, has harmed their children. They want quality education, and in the Bay Area, in the very wealthy sections of the Bay Area, is the highest percentage in the nation of homeschooling. The very rich don't want their kids involved in government schools, and that's what they're telling everyone.
Well, I think it's basically, if you love your kids, whether you're rich or not, get them out of government schools because they'll destroy their faith in God and in family and country. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Our guest has been Stephen Frank. Steve, thanks very much for being with us. It's a great program. It's always great to have you. And Steve says you've got to get involved with a local group and go to your congressman and demand to know why these things are happening and why we're not doing what we need to preserve America. God bless you, Steve. Thanks very much for being with us.
God bless, Dr. Stan.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically, I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your financial support to maintain our network of stations where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we educate people about what's going on, and not only what's going on, but who is behind it. And unless you understand there is a small subversive group, probably not more than 4,000 or 5,000, but they know exactly what they're doing. They're very wealthy. Suddenly they are in key positions all across the government and in major corporations and in the media and suddenly in the banking system. They know exactly what is going on, and they're using their positions, and they work back and forth with one another. And the average individual honestly thinks that we have electoral process, and every two or four years we go elect our representatives, and that really isn't true. And basically, if you don't know that they kill congressmen, I've known a number of congressmen who've either been killed or who've been sent to prison. Certainly, George Hansen was sent to prison on suddenly trumped up charges. And I can think of several other congressmen sent to prison. I can think of Larry McDonald. Of course, his plane supposedly went down while flying over South Korea, but the truth of the matter is why he was taken off to a Soviet prison, and last thing was heard about this in 1992, 1993. Larry McDonald, we talked to people who were in the cell next to him, or people who knew people who were in the cell next to Larry McDonald. He was a congressman who had the courage to speak out. I'm not talking about things that are imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the way the world really works today. What we need is your help to get this information out. And basically, we hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio program. It's 4 hours a day live, 24 hours a day archived. You can certainly read our newsletters. You can certainly read my Population Control Agenda monograph. You can certainly read the treatise there on the Georgia Guidestones. And there's so much more. But basically, we hope that you will get the information and then tell others about what we're doing. And, Chris, quite honestly, we need your financial support so we can continue doing what we've been doing for the last almost 22 years. And basically, that is reaching out across America with the truth. In fact, it's always so gratifying to hear. I had lunch with my best friend today, and suddenly he was commenting that he was up in Idaho, and I was just talking to a fellow who was drilling a well for someone in his family. And the fellow said, oh, yeah, certainly I listened to Dr. Monteith, Dr. Stan. I've read his book. Certainly we get his material. And so basically in the backwoods of Idaho, people are listening, but they're listening all across the country. And what we want you to do is to listen and tell others about our program, because unless you understand that there is a subversive group that is working behind the scenes, they want to destroy American sovereignty, they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. They are using the financial and military power of the United States to create a world government. They already are in control. They control both political parties. And basically, they make mockery of our democratic process. We are a republic. But of course, through all sorts of administrative means, they have neutralized suddenly the thrust of our government, made us into a corporate state that is not responsible to the people. And when people speak out in key positions, many times they lead, they meet a very, very strange fate or death. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
see.